Just like this couple, little Jenna, mother, Sally, whenever she called and said that she wanted me to pray for their daughter, and I told her, well, they had to get rid of their sin first, and she said, you have any idea what it is? I said, absolutely not. I don't know y'all, so I have no idea. Well, anyway, they repented of all their sins, and this 6 months, 4 or 5 or 6 months later, and I said, okay, now I'll pray the prayer of faith for you, and I will, and I said, then I want y'all to call me with your praise report, because your little girl will get well. So I prayed, and I prayed in faith. A couple of months later, they called back and said, Pastor, she's worse. I said, well, we didn't find the sin. You know what we usually say? Well, I guess it wasn't God's will to heal your daughter. You ever heard that? Well, it wasn't God's will to heal your daughter, so we just, you know, that's just the way it is. So keep taking her to the doctor. They've already been to 12 doctors. None of the doctors can heal her. What she has is incurable, and it's a curse from God. In fact, let me show you the curse right quick in Deuteronomy 28, 27. The Lord will afflict you with boils. Now, wait a minute. This God that ain't got no sickness, what did he say he's going to do? Who's going to afflict you? Boy, that'll rattle your cage, won't it? Whoa, the Lord? Somebody said God would never. You ask the average Christian. You ask your pastor when you get back home. Do you think God would afflict me with sickness and disease? And see what he says. You know what most of them say? No, absolutely not. Well, I don't know. It says, let every man be a liar and let God be true. That right there says clearly, the Lord will afflict you with boils. Is that what he says? Yeah. Okay. The Lord will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors, scurvy, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. That's what she's got, the itch that cannot be cured. That's a Deuteronomy 28, 27 curse. And where are they coming from? Okay, so if somebody asks you, will God put sickness upon you? What are you going to have to say? Yeah, he will. He says so in his word. Now then, I sent these tapes and CDs and DVDs and all this stuff out to them, and they listened to for months, and then they prayed. They repented of everything we prayed, and the little girl got worse. So when she called me and said, Pastor, she's worse, I said, well, we hadn't found the sin yet. So we go through this for a year and a half. I mean, I'm not giving up. I know what the promises of God are. Now let's stop and think a minute about 2 Corinthians 1:20. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:20 and let's see what that said. For all of the God's promises have been fulfilled in Him. That is why we say Amen when we give glory to God through Christ. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him Amen unto the glory of God by us. If I take a promise, let me go back to one of these promises of God. Let's go to Matthew 18:19. I use that real regular. That's one of those that some people say, you know, that was made to the Jews, that was made to Israel, and that does not belong to us. But let me tell you, if it doesn't belong to us, I'm glad God doesn't know that. Because I have used it so many times and seen God do so many wonderful things with this wonderful verse. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, like I say, as long as God keeps honoring His Word, I'm going to keep using His Word. You know what? Wow, I love it. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now, what did God say He would do there for us? Anything we ask the Father in the name of Jesus. That's right, isn't it, brother? So if God said that and we stand on that promise and He don't answer our prayer, then the problem's never with Him, is it? Where's the problem? That's right. Right here with me. And me or with His family. And I thought I was prayed up, so I didn't think the problem was with me, but it could have been. You know, I'm just a human being like everybody else, and I might get out of a love walk and God say, oh, I ain't answering Thurman's prayer today. That's why I need to walk in a love walk, because every time somebody calls, they want to get their answer, right? Yeah, so I got to watch what I do. Both of us, Cheryl and I both, have to really be careful and watch what we do. But all of us as Christians should live like that. We should walk holy and obedient to His Word. So anyway, we go through this for a year and a half, and we try. They repent of everything known to man. I even told them one time, I said, well, try this. I repent of everything, Lord, known and unknown. I'd ask you to forgive me for everything I've done, known and unknown. And he still wouldn't answer the prayer. So I said, okay. How many times did God promise yes? So Matthew 18:19, if it don't work for you, who's the problem? You are. You're the problem. It ain't your preacher. And of course, it could be your preacher. You know, if he's not walking in faith, it could be him too. You know, but it's usually with us. And so anyway, we know it's not with a little girl because she was born with this problem. So she's 8 years old now. And I finally tell the mother, I said, Sally, I don't know what the sin is. You don't know what the sin is. I only know one that knows what the sin is. Now, who do you think that is? The Lord. Did the Lord say, call unto me and I will answer you? He sure did. So I said, call unto the Lord and ask Him to reveal to you what you've done wrong that He doesn't like. And when He reveals it to you, I said, then repent and then call me and we'll pray for your daughter. And I said, I want you and your husband to get on your face every day before God and ask Him to reveal to you what your sin is. Well, they prayed for a while, and then one morning the mother wakes up and she sits up on the side of the bed, and she said, when I sat up on the side of the bed this morning, I heard God speak two words, lying and deception. Now, do you know anywhere in the Scripture where God says He hates lying? Yeah, Proverbs 6:16, yeah. He hates lying and deception. So if God hates something, you better stay a long ways away from it. If you read this book and you find out your king says, I hate that. If you find somewhere where he says, I love that, you better get just as close to that as you can. If you do, he'll bless you. So anyway, the mother said, I heard lying and deception. I said, Sally, do you know what that means? She said, yes, I do. I said, well, tell me. She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43. And I went to him and told him, honey, my biological clock is ticking. And it's not going to be long till I'm going to be too old to have babies. And she said, I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. My husband said, absolutely not. I am 43 years old. That means I could have a teenager in high school when I'm in my 60s. He said, no more children. Now, does that make sense to a man? Yeah, any man that's in his right mind, he don't want a teenager in high school when he's in his 60s. I mean, that's getting close to what some people call retirement age. Of course, the Word of God says there ain't no such thing as retirement, but anyway, men in today's world, they think that time you get 60 or 65, it's retirement age. You want to be able to do nothing, and then you die. And that's what happens to you, because you don't put God first. He don't need you no more, so you just die. You know, you worked hard and long till you're 65, then you say, wow, I'm just going to get me a motorhome and drive around or over the country. I'm going to quit serving the Lord and all this stuff, and 6 months later, you're dead. And thought, wow, he didn't live long after he retired. But if you'd have said, I'm going to get me a motorhome, I'm going to travel across the country, and I'm going to preach the gospel everywhere on street corners, I'm going to tell people about Jesus, you might live to be 100. Isn't that something? Now then, I know some of y'all don't know this, lots of women don't know this, but wives are supposed to be subject to their husbands in how much? In what? We say that, but we don't like that, do we? Unfortunately, because women don't like to be subject to their husbands in all things. But I didn't write the book, girls. Who wrote the book? The Lord did. If the Lord says you better be subject to your husband in all things, guess what you better do? If you want a blessed life, you better be subject to your husband. I mean, God's the one who said this. Now, what was that? I didn't hear that. Otherwise, don't be married. That's right. But here's the thing. If you're already married, it's too late now. God says, I hate divorce, so you can't get a divorce. You cannot get a divorce. I mean, you're not supposed to. I mean, if you want to be cursed, just go ahead and get a divorce. And some women do that. And they are cursed. But anyway, God, there's a lot of things God hates. And if He hates something, if He says, I hate divorce, guess what? You better not even think about divorce. Well, if that's the way you're going to do me, I'll just find me another place to live. You better get that out of your spirit. You better start saying, Lord, I'm sorry I said that. I will walk in love with my husband. I don't care if he is hard to get along with. And then you can go to the throne of grace and say, Father, in Jesus' name, do something to my husband, make him more loving and kind, and make him sweet like you. You hear my wife? Yes, Lord. She's prayed that prayer for me several times. She knows how to do that. And she always says, it's amazing. Within 10 or 15 minutes after I pray that prayer, you become a totally different man. Isn't that amazing? Now, does God hear her prayer? Yes, He certainly does. And can God move on my heart? Yes, He can. He can do anything He wants to do. And with His sweet daughter, when she goes to the throne of grace and prays, and my husband's a little obstinate today. He's not too easy to get along with. I don't know whether he's tired or what's wrong with him, but something's wrong. So Lord, soften his heart and make him more like Jesus. And sure enough, he does. And then your husband's a different man. But some people never pray. But anyway, the Lord did say, wives, you're to be subject to your own husbands in everything. Well, she didn't either know that or did not do that. And so she promised her husband she would do everything she could to keep from getting pregnant. But she lied. She wanted to get pregnant, so she did everything she could to get pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, she said, oh, honey, it must be God's will after all for us to have another baby. Look, I'm pregnant. So see, now she's putting the monkey on God. It's God's fault. He did this. I'm trying to keep from getting pregnant, but I got pregnant anyway. So 9 months later, I had this beautiful little girl with eczema. And after the first year, it's all over her body. It's on her face, on her neck, on her arms. It's on her legs. It's all over her. And her mother has to sleep with her every night because the little girl just claws, just scratches. And so mother don't sleep. The little girl don't sleep. Who would dream that God would put this on you because of sin? But that's what the Word said, wasn't it? That's hard for us to comprehend that God would judge us like that. But it's the Scripture says He will. And if the Scripture says He will, then He will. He is what this book says He is. You know, He's not what you think He is. He's what He says He is. And He will do what He says. And what He says and does usually does not agree with what we say and do. You know that? That's why He said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. So anyway, we prayed for this little girl for a year and a half, no results. And then whenever the mother heard that lying and deception, I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? When she told me the story, she said, yes, I asked my husband first thing. I said, honey, I told him what I'd done. I said, will you please forgive me for what I'd done? And her husband said, of course. He said, I didn't want any more children, but now that we have this beautiful little 8-year-old girl, I love her with all my heart. You know, you can't have a little 8-year-old daughter and not fall in love with her, right? Especially when she's sick all the time, you know. And but you definitely don't want her sick, but you have no idea that your sin, actually it wasn't his sin, it was mama's sin that made the little girl sick because of her lying and deception.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.